This is Dr. Olivero, dictating on a patient by the name of Kevin Long. First name, K-E-V-I-N, Long, L-O-N-G. This is the clinical case of a 60-year-old white male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. More than 20 years, and he has on his father's side a strong background of diabetes mellitus. Period. This diabetes mellitus has been extremely aggressive and has multiple manifestations. The one that is concerned about the nephrology is the presence of a severe proteinuria. But he has established a history of diabetic retinopathy that has been treated by Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, with injections every 6 weeks. I don't have the details of the injections or the type of lesion that the patient has in the fundoscopic. He has a significant polyneuropathy, weakness in the lower extremities, alterations in the sensorial part in the lower extremities. He has also peripheral vascular disease with the ischemia and osteomyelitis in the right great toe that had to be amputated because of the aggressive infection. He has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, with hyperlipidemia and also arterial hypertension. This is a full-blown picture of diabetes mellitus that has been treated aggressively by the primary physician, Dr. Beltre. And in view of the presence of the aggressive proteinuria, the patient has been given SGLT2 inhibitors in combination with Kerendia with improvement. However, it seems to me that the compliance with the diet, the understanding of the diet, and the need for change is not well understood by the patient. Period. Paragraph. We spend 45 minutes talking about the diet. The diet should be with the avoidance of the industrial production of food. Specifically, we are asking the patient to follow a plant-based diet, to stay away from canned food diet, to stay away from a fast food stores, to stay away from corn oil, and most importantly, to establish a schedule of meals in order to be able to control this part or this aspect of his diabetes. Period. He is a heavy machine operator but he has been sedentary, and he was explained regarding the insulin resistance insulin resistance that is present in these particular cases, that is generated by the lack of activity and the poor diet, period. We recommended for him to start an activity plan as soon as possible. I don't have any suggestions from the point of medications at this moment. All the benefit of the medications have been given, but he has to become part of the solution. If he is not part of the solution, the most likely situation is that this patient is going to have a very poor prognosis. From the nephrology point of view and from the cardiovascular point of view. I intend to be in contact with the patient and incentivize him to follow the recommendations and to coach him in becoming a different person when he changes the lifestyle. The prognosis is guarded. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress.